The Iran war has sparked petrol panic in many parts of Thailand. There have been long queues and empty pumps, especially outside of Bangkok, just as a price cap on diesel expired and spiked prices from about 90 US cents to more than a dollar per liter. The government, however, is blaming hoarding for the shortages and is assuring Thailand still has 3 months of reserves left, with more on the way. Still, it can and won't intervene to stop fuel prices from rising. The impact on daily life here isn't visible per se, but it starts creeping up on people. Daily goods such as eggs and porks have already gotten more expensive. Even some crematoriums in Buddhist temples don't have enough fuel for funerals. Residents are advised to work from home more often and not to put the AC on full blast, despite this being the hottest time of the year. Tourism, still the country's major breadwinner, is also affected by this. There are less taxis picking up guests at the airport, less boats bringing them to the islands, and subsequently less money in the local businesses going around altogether. And with Songkran, the Thai New Year, around the corner next month, many here are asking whether they should leave the car behind and take the bus across the country or not go home at all.